We are LP Magazine, and since 2001, we've been the leader in providing content and education for the loss prevention and asset protection industry, and we are known as the voice and authority of the LP community. Each episode, we'll be sharing and discussing the latest in trends and current issues related to all things retail and profit protection. You're listening to the LPM Podcast.
Well, good day, everybody, and welcome to So What Do You Do? An LPM podcast. I'm Kevin McMenamin, your host with Loss Prevention Magazine. And with me is Matt Moreno. He's the product specialist, global enterprise, IoT. Now, the IoT is Internet of Things, right, Matt?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And you're going to tell us a little bit about that, because this is that show where I come to you and I'm it's like being in a trade show, right? I walk up, I've never heard of Meraki. And I don't know what it is that you do, and I'm going to ask you that question. So, Matt, what do you do?
Well, I'll do my best to try to explain it to you, but there is a lot that comes with those titles, right? It's kind of a little bit alphabet soup. PSS, product specialist, global enterprise, IoT, right? Three little components. You forgot the two main ones, right? Cisco Meraki.
There we go.
I am specifically a sales specialist for the Meraki portfolio. I cover the one product, what we call here at IoT. Now, IoT can mean a lot of different things. As a matter of fact, the T stands for things, as we all know. But in the world of Meraki, it stands for our video surveillance and our sensors, our environmental sensors. Is that part of the portfolio, right? But kind of getting a little bit ahead of myself, we're going to talk about a little bit about what Meraki is, how we got to an IoT portfolio. So Cisco acquired Meraki back in 2012, could be off on the date a little bit, right or wrong, as their first acquisition into the cloud-managed networking, okay? Cisco had always been the term we use, on-prem networking, and they saw the market, you know, expanding and going beyond, and they wanted to be able to offer their customers a cloud-managed solution. So they made that acquisition back in 2014. I forget what the actual dollars were, but it was in the billions, right? And it was great. As a matter of fact, as I understand it today, and this is not my word, somebody else's, that it was the most successful and has been the most successful acquisition in Cisco's ever, right? Which is really cool, right? We're approaching a component of $5 billion just within the Cisco itself, which is really, really exciting. However, what does that mean to me? I'm an IoT specialist, right? That's exactly what I do. That was networking. Why is even Cisco in the world of IoT? Well, the reality is that cloud-managed networking has always expanded to the edge or the endpoints on those networks. I mean, with APs alone, that is a cloud-managed considered endpoint on a network, not just route and switch. And over the years, Meraki's always wanted to expand their capabilities on the edge, right? Instead of the core of the network, they wanted to do the edge. And video surveillance actually came out by an accident that happened in the Meraki office, where there was an incident and somebody had either stolen a laptop or accidentally taken a laptop. I don't know, I wasn't even there at the time. And to get the video to be able to see what happened, it took too long. And the world of the product managers and the really smart people at Meraki that developed the product said, I think we can do this better. So they looked at the total addressable market and video surveillance. They saw how big it was and they said, this is something we're interested in. Let's see if we can develop it soon and let's see if we can develop it fast and see if we can develop it better. That's exactly what we did. And that's how we got here.
Wow. That's a pretty interesting progression, especially when you went, you know, from sort of it was just more of a cloud-based service and then touching these things, right? These things that are on the edge. So is it just video surveillance? Is that, are you in a specialty there? Do you have other things in your in your scope and your purview that you also connect with?
Sure, absolutely. So the lion's share of my time is definitely on the video surveillance component, the edge-based cloud-managed cameras. You can see a few of them behind me here, where all of the intelligence, all of the recording, all of the, you know, the traditional video surveillance pieces are on the edge, are on the camera. That, like I said, is really the majority of my time, the lion's share of my time. But also with those technologies, right, edge-based cloud-managed, we have some really interesting, and I really call them cool components of technology embedded into those cameras, right? Not only do they have that, you know, that quote unquote VMS, right? The actual recording mechanism in the software that runs that recording on the camera, but we also have them on Wi-Fi. Well, we're a Wi-Fi company, of course, APs, but also our cameras have Bluetooth. And that Bluetooth is the secondary component of our IoT, because we can use our cameras, and we all know that every vertical and every customer in the planet uses cameras in some capacity, right? Most likely for physical security, but maybe something else, meaning they have cameras everywhere. That means that we can blanket, if you will, a space with camera coverage. But if we can't get into like the view of certain areas, but we need the data that's coming from, like an environmental sensor, temperature, humidity, you know, air quality control, et cetera, our cameras have that Bluetooth on there and can act as gateways for those sensors to get to the network, to get to the dashboard, to be able to use those things. And that, to me, is by definition what IoT is all about, right? Connecting unconnectable devices onto the network. And we just do it in a secured method, right? With the trusted Meraki network itself, cloud managed network, to get all that data back in a secured method.
Okay. Now, is that sort of your, I've never heard of that being able to be done like that before. So is that kind of your secret sauce as far as using the video and the Bluetooth capabilities and things like that?
Sorry, you haven't heard of that before, but we certainly have, but no.
Obviously, yes. and it sounds like you do it really well.
Well, we do it really well, obviously, but no, using maybe cameras as the gateway for sensor data into the network. That could be a proprietary component, but just sensor data alone on as for an IoT, no, that's a general, you know, market available for
more. Right, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. No, I'm thinking more from what you're doing with what you described it with the cameras was that was something that definitely raised an eyebrow, because I thought, wow, that's an interesting concept.
It is. And I will say this, I don't know if we were the first, but we're certainly the largest and the largest at scale that can do that, right? For our customers. I mean, you know, not to tout, you know, a little bit of, humble brag, but, you know, at Meraki, we have just Meraki itself, not even the Cisco world, over 4 million networks, meaning network customers, right? Independent networks on their systems, and over 10 million devices attached to those particular networks. That's pretty big, right? That's very much, tried and true, the biggest on the planet when it comes to all of that stuff. And then, of course, you're attaching cameras to that, and those are managed in that, you know, that $10 million device count. And then, of course, all the sensors that are there too. So is the architecture, net new to Meraki? I don't think so. But is it the largest at Meraki? Definitely, right, for that in that respects.
Now, are you providing all of the network solution and the hardware solutions with the different sensors and cameras and things like that all as part of your package?
Absolutely. I mean, the way I say it is this: all of our cloud managed cameras and sensors require each other. The cameras and the sensors, one or the other. We also use them with our wireless APs and even some of the Cisco Catalyst APs. Not that we have to go down that route. However, with that said, all of our cameras and sensors can run on other networks. They do not require a Meraki network to do that, but we do offer what we call the full stack: route, switch, APs, cameras, sensors, and dashboard to be able to run it. You know, as I always say to some customers, right, in the sense is like, you don't need a Meraki network to run it, but it just runs a little bit better.
And does that also work in the reverse? So if I've already got certain equipment, can I use that on the Meraki network?
Oh, absolutely. You can definitely use any ancillary component on the Meraki network. It manages like a network like anywhere else. With that stated, we do have some security components inside of the video surveillance, our cloud managed cameras, that we only allow cloud managed, Meraki managed cameras to work on the Meraki system. That is 100% due to the security measures that we put in place. I mean, having 4 million customer networks in Meraki meaning we have a zero trust policy. We cannot allow, nor do we even trust, any third-party camera manufacturer to be managed inside of Meraki, period. Can they work on a Meraki network? Absolutely. Will they be managed in the Meraki dashboard? Never.
Well, and that makes a lot of sense, obviously, from a security standpoint. So
for sure.
Now, so when it comes to this world of network, cloud, IoT, and so forth, what is it that makes Meraki stand above everyone else? You know, when I say, so what do you do, Matt? I'm saying, so what do you do? And I'm going to also ask you, how do you do it better?
Great. That's my favorite question to ask, because I have been in the physical security industry for quite some time. And physical security means a lot, obviously. But in the context of video surveillance, let's talk about that. This is a 40 plus year old industry, right? Since the advent of cameras and banks using film, through the progression of VCRs, DVRs, NVRs, and now edge-based cloud-managed video surveillance cameras, it's an old industry. And we developed the cameras around 6 years ago. So who are we to come into a 40-year-old industry with a six-year-old product saying we can do it better? Because the reality is our cameras don't take images or video any different than any other cameras. We just do it all onto the edge. So we have to differentiate each other, right, from the rest of the pack. The first and foremost, when it comes to the architecture, that makes sense, right? Instead of having box on box on box, camera, encoder, server, NVR, DVR, workstation, et cetera, we just stuff it all into the camera and then lock it down in a secure method. So that's a big differentiator. But secondly, is what we can do with that camera. I kind of touched on it in the idea of using the camera's Bluetooth to get IoT sensor data, real situational awareness from, you know, temperature, humidity, and air quality, and, you know, water leak detection, all those wonderful things, right? But also the intelligence. We've gone to like leaps and bounds to figure out the best particular, you know, chipsets that we can put inside of those cameras to really extract what's happening in the scene. Yes, of course, cameras will always be used for the traditional method of looking at, you know, an aisle in a retailer, or a slip and fall incident at a hospital, or OSHA requirements at a manufacturing plant, for sure. But what else can that camera see? I mean, analytics are nothing new into this world either, but if we can do it all onto the edge, right? If we can add it just in the camera and eliminate it, all of the other server and all the other infrastructure required to do those types of intelligence, that's where our cameras come into play. And our analytics that are on board and the machine learning that we have, and I think you're going to learn that soon when it comes to meeting my colleague Andres, is that's really where we just step up the game, right? Not only do we have intelligence directly on board the camera to give you license-free analytics right there, but we have open and available APIs. And we have over 200 third-party API companies. We call them ecosystem partners that would love a piece of that data, right? Want to be able to take it, give it back to our customer in a format that's more relevant to them, that has nothing to do with video surveillance, whether it's, you know, queuing at that same retailer, or, you know, parking control at that hospital, et cetera. It doesn't matter. What we're doing is we're a delivery device of data, right, for that machine learning, for those APIs. And that, to me, is really how we take off differently in the market, and all on the camera, right?
That's fantastic. And as I said, we talk about IoT. Yeah, absolutely. And I have devices around my house, you know, from a smart house perspective, you know, type of thing too. And, you know, but there are elements here that you brought forward that are unique, that are, I think, thought leadership opportunities to discuss how those can be leveraged across retail. So I'm looking forward to continuing this conversation a little bit more. But right now, I think I've heard about enough to understand what you do. So thank you, Matt. I appreciate it. We've been talking with Matt Moreno, the product specialist, global enterprise IoT at Meraki. And we asked you, Matt, you know, so what do you do? And I think now we all know. So thank you for the time today. We really appreciate it. And I look forward to continuing this conversation a little bit more and diving a little deeper into the fun techie geeky stuff that we're going to get into when we talk in our next episode. So thanks again, Matt. Appreciate it.
Yep. It's been a pleasure, Kevin. And yeah, the techie geeky stuff, that's the sauce, man. It's fun.
That's it. That's it. That's it. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining. This has been So What Do You Do? With Kevin McMenamin from Loss Prevention Magazine and LPM Podcast. We'll see you soon. Take care and stay safe, everybody.